Hello, friends. We're back.
We're back. Like, we were never gone, really, but we are back again.
Well, we just caught up with a big hour-long conversation before we started recording. So, you know, we caught up.
Yeah.
We solved all the world's problems.
We did. We should have been taping it. You think about, God, we could have, if we had played that for the world, what greatness could we bring to the world with our thoughts?
You know, 14 views. All world leaders. 14
views. That's what we would have brought to the world. Leaders.
10 second viewing time.
Exactly.
This movie, Love Lies Bleeding. Who did the song Love Lies Bleeding?
Is that
was that
Who?
Elton John? Who did that?
Well, while Brooke looks that up, I think it's either the Who or
it's
Matthew
Elton John.
Wilder.
Okay, it's Funeral for a Friend.
Oh, okay, good for you, Kathy. Oh, you asked the question you knew the answer to.
I was trying to give you guys a second to
it's
sound like
Funeral
you're smart,
for a Friend. Love Lies Bleeding.
Right.
Yes, I'm sure. Yes. I think that's what this is about, Elton John. This movie.
Oh, well, I think it's actually about bodybuilding, believe it or not. But I think there's some sort of female bodybuilding is involved in it. And that's what I know. But I know it probably goes deeper because Rose Glass wrote and directed it. And Rose Glass directed it. Wrote and directed a film called Saint Maud that
one
we
of
saw.
One of the best. So,
oh, it's my God. It was her so first good. Film. And we were highly, highly regarded here at Cinemondo. So
good. Yeah. Go back through the archive, the Cinemondo archives, and find our review of that because it still holds. Yes. It's a great, strange film with an amazing performance at the center of it and a really and beautifully directed. I mean, the direction is notable in this film too.
I'm excited to know she directed it.
But the cast in this cast is Kristen Stewart, Ed Harris, Anna Baryshnikov, which is Mikhail Baryshnikov's daughter, Jenna Malone, Dave Franco, and it's filmed in New Mexico. So it's not in your, she's an English filmmaker, but it's filmed here in the US. But I thought we were such fans of Saint Maud that it makes sense for us to take a look at her next film.
Yeah.
So good.
So let's check it out. Love Lies Bleeding.
We're ready. A24. Love Lies Bleeding. All right.
And you ready?
Let's
do it.
You talked to your dad recently?
Why?
I like that.
Give us a call.
Whoa. I love the song.
Hey.
Yeah.
So where did you appear from? Oklahoma? I've never been anywhere but here. What were you doing with that big girl?
Big girl.
Get a lot of crazy ass foreigners mostly. How's it going, guys?
This here's Jackie.
Hi.
She needs a job. Says she'll do anything.
Claire.
Not really.
What the fuck you doing here then? I'm a bit more powerful than a punch, huh?
Fuck yeah.
Call me when it's done.
That mullet.
What is this place? Huh? You don't understand. Get back in the car.
They found a body.
Looks like you've got your hands full.
Don't regret this.
We'll just need to fight back. I'm gonna tell them everything you ever did.
FBI, open up.
Are you threatening me?
Yep.
Well, that was really stupid, honey.
I'll never fall in love, okay?
All right. I'm completely sold on this film. This looks like an intense movie. I think the bodybuilding part is not, you know, it's probably like what the plot is wrapped around a little bit, but that's not about bodybuilding.
Right. Right. No, that's her character, you know, and how they meet maybe, you know, but well, obviously there's a lot deeper.
Yeah, yeah. I think definitely. Well, I mean, I think the bodybuilding, first of all, I think the female bodybuilding is a totally unique space to put your thriller in. And also, I think it has a little bit to do, I think, too, with women having to be strong. And a lot of times, like, they not only is it strong just emotionally and, you know, metaphorically, it's like I think a lot of women feel like they need to be able to compete physically with men just to be safe, you know. So I like the idea of these women in the small town, and they have this, you know, bodybuilding kind of gym, because imagine what it's probably like there. So I do like that idea, because there's a whole other level of, like, you know, are they strong, can they, are they capable, you know, well, I'll have to be a bodybuilder because that's how I can be strong, you know. A lot of people would probably go that way, so I like that a lot.
And well, how many
stranger
things,
from a strange town,
how many things in the world that are that men have access to and can involve themselves with that women are told, you know, no, you're not allowed, you're not, you know, supposed to do that.
And you can do it, but who can, you know, there's an attitude there.
It's not ladylike, it's not womanly, it's not feminine, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I love that kind of, like, you know, let's do what we want. And it's got that vibe to it, like these are people who aren't following the rules in this movie, the characters and the way it's shown. To me, it looks, it has that feeling of that kind of realism that I like. The film has a feeling of realism to it, as at least in the trailer. And you know who I was kind of reminded of as far as visual and beautiful visuals in this? The cinematography looks stunning. That shot of them running and that shot of them standing in the explosion in the background and things.
So cool.
Just beautifully staged, but the realism of the characters and that kind of unmade up kind of look, oddly enough, reminded me a little bit of Harmony Korine.
I can see that.
Some of his,
sure,
because it's so real, you cringe a little bit.
Right. Yeah, it's that really down to earth, small, ugly crime, which is what it mostly would look like. And they always show in movies like how something is sort of glamorous, even when it's not. And I like the sort of ugly town, ugly people, just seems really gritty and just nasty and hard and not glamorous at all. Like
that last shot of, you know, of that, the body moving,
like their dream
pickup. It's like, that's really horrifying because you did something to this person or whatever, and they're not dead yet, you know?
And then you have to think, what do we do now? Like, can I bring myself to finish them off again? Like, oh my God. You know,
Remember that scene in Blood Simple where he has to re-kill the guy.
Right.
It's horrific. Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Goodfellas too, like where they're driving and they hear the noise in the back.
It has a very sort of, I was going to say, it has a kind of an early Scorsese vibe too, a little bit. I felt that. And of course, Ed Harris looks completely like
he looks so good,
badass and the bad guy. So, you know, you have him and he's so good. Yeah,
he's so good. He's got so much gravitas. You know, in that scene there where he's like, well, why are you, you know, what are you doing? Whatever he says. And it's like, I just that the way he delivered that one little line in the trailer, I totally buy his character, even though it's Ed Harris. I recognize him as Ed Harris. He sells it so well.
So well.
And the setting is really, you know, like out in the middle of nowhere, the desert, you know, on this, you know, shooting range with a bunch of creepy folk. What's going on there? You know, there's, you know, drugs and this and that. So Rose Glass is somebody, you know, that we will follow her career because I think she, I think this looks really good. I hope it is.
It does.
It's a movie about people we don't normally see movies about.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like the fact that, you know, gay women in the small town, I mean, can you only imagine? So this is a beautiful shot, but it does not feel like the movie at all. Like this is not, I mean, it's cool to have kind of the bodybuilding pose and it's kind of, you know, body positive and whatever, but at the same time, this looks like super slick and
almost like Magic Mike-ish kind of
totally
a vibe,
Magic,
you know,
Mike,
like,
yeah.
You know, and it says Revenge Gets Ripped, which is of course about
kind
of
cheeky.
Yeah, it's and you just have the gun, which only gives you the only clue of, you know, what the movie is probably really about. It's very high gloss.
Awkward too that the bug is on her hand, like the studio logo is on her hand. Like, this, why put it there? It's just weird. So beautiful poster, but doesn't feel right for this movie. I feel like they could have been. It should have been just. I think just a really cool moody shot of maybe Kristen Stewart. You know, just a little grittier and kind of like more. It
looks like indie flash looking. Dance or something.
It does. It looks like a dance thing. She just got a gun. Yeah. They kind of stuck that. That looks like a hand that they shot special for this. Kind of it looks like that has like nail polish on it, the other hand doesn't. I don't know. Nice try.
Strange. Okay. Well, but that won't tarnish the fact that it looks like a movie.
The movie looks amazing.
Check out. So Love Lies Bleeding coming soon.
Coming soon. I can't wait to see this. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty great. Right.
Yeah, coming March 7th. So pretty soon.
All right.
All right, everybody. Take care. Bye. Good seeing you. Bye.